914-243-9100. To see our weekly ads and our other specials, visit our website at turkles.com. That's turkles.com.
Ah, there's the theme for The Amazing Race. The big finale is tonight on CBS, and the host is Phil Kogan. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning to you. Always very nice to hear your docile tones early in the morning.
Say hi to Casey.
Casey, do you love hearing his voice in the morning, or be honest, is it sometimes grate on you?
I live for it. I live for it.
I love that.
The first human sound I hear every morning is from him, and it's usually son of... No, I'm sorry. How was your birthday?
Fantastic birthday. Big birthday for me. I turned 50 yesterday. Can you believe that?
Oh, of course. We announced it on the air in our birthday segment. Are you kidding?
You did? Oh, well. Well, I can't quite believe it. I had a very relaxed day. I got to go to breakfast with my wife and daughter, and then last night just had a few friends over, very low-key, but I'm going to celebrate, I think, with some kind of trip. Probably some kind of diving trip, I think, later in the year, I think is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because you're the host and you go around the world all the time with these contestants, but you don't get to do all the fun stuff that they get to do necessarily.
Not necessarily, sometimes. And I certainly am not begrudging them doing it and me not doing it, because I've had plenty of years of trying many different things. So it's not woe is me. It's, I do get a great opportunity traveling around the world.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point, too. Those who don't know your background, you've been on, Casey said, we got your most frequent guest, Phil, today. You had like a near-death experience that led you into this whole life of adventure.
Yeah, and it's something that a philosophy that I've been sharing with people for a long, long time, so it just seems fitting that I am on Amazing Race, and where people do get to push themselves. And this season, we've seen that without a doubt, and you know, we talked earlier about this. We've talked many times about this opportunity that people have to come onto the show to do things that they never imagined themselves doing, being pushed way beyond what they think they're capable of. And, you know, there's been a number of people who've criticized Brooke, who has certainly reacted in interesting ways to the pressures of being on Amazing Race. But you still got to hand it to her, to the fact that she's made it through to the final. Brooke, of course, who was with Scott in one of the final three teams, she has made it, and she has definitely pushed herself beyond the limits of what she thought she was capable of, and quite frankly, what maybe other people thought she was capable of.
And complained about it all the way through.
She has complained, I'll give you that, but, you know, again, part of my philosophy, focus on what's right, not what's wrong. So I'm very reluctant to be critical of people sometimes, because unless you've been on Amazing Race and you know what it's like to go through the stress and the strain of being in this pressure cooker that is Amazing Race, you just never know how you're going to react. And I think she certainly has reacted, and yes. We've all noticed the reactions, but at the same time, you've also got to take your hat off to her for getting this far in the race.
Absolutely. Now, finale time, is that bittersweet for you, or are you done?
Well, finale time is great, because we work so hard to share the season with the audience, I should say, and with the teams, because, you know, it takes a long time to get it from shooting and then getting it finished. It's just a nice feeling to finally get to that point where we can share it with an audience, because we've been holding on to this result for quite a while. And as you will have heard, we did get picked up for a season 30. So we'll be working, you know, we're going straight into working on ideas and a route or route, as you say, in America for season 30. And how lucky and blessed we are to be able to do another season. And we hope we can keep doing more seasons.
Well, Phil, we know you have other people to talk to, so we thank you, sir. We'll be watching tonight's season finale, Amazing Race. As always, we thank you for your time.
Well, I thank you, and I just let you know that I am that film that I did got picked up by a distributor, and we were going to have demand screenings where anybody could do screenings around the country. So I'll certainly let you guys know about that, because maybe that's something that you guys could host.
We'd love to.
No financial risk or anything, but you just basically put in a request, and if the theater sells to a certain point, you get to share the film.
Perfect.
All right. Terrific, Phil. You know how to get in touch with us.
I do indeed, and thank you, as always, for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you for the next season.
Absolutely. Phil Kogan, The Amazing Race, Emmy-winning host, Emmy-winning show. After 9 countries, 17 cities, 36,000 miles, one of the 3 teams in the finale tonight will win $1 million.
And then they head into their 30th season. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, and it's such a wonderful show if you haven't seen it. You really feel like you're living vicariously, traveling through the world on The Amazing Race, tonight on CBS.